Bulletin, Robin. Bulletin.
Yes, what is it?
John Keister's show is on the verge of extinction.
No!
He's trying to syndicate it now.
He's been trying to syndicate it for 15 years,
has
honey.
He?
These syndication deals aren't working out like they should these days, are they?
No. Syndication is a tough racket.
It sure is.
It really is.
It's tough on me.
You know, you're trying to get a show in Colfax, Washington. Not easy. It ain't easy. Ouch. Woo. There we are. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi, Baby New Year. I wanted to check in with you and see if you're making any progress.
Hi, Boo Boo.
I changed out of my baby diaper into underoos.
No, have you? Well, have you got Scooby-Doo underoos?
It's a nice look for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy,
okay.
It's 9 minutes after 6
o'clock. I got to go to the phone.
Yeah, would you please?
Yes, good morning.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, did you make a stinky? Thanks.
There is nothing as foul and odoriferous as you, my toilet swimming beast. That isn't even... Hi.
Is this Robin?
Not Hello. Today.
No, it is. Hello, what's up?
Hi. Who's this?
Okay.
And, yes, go ahead.
Happy New Year to you, Madam Fabulina, and to John Maynard as well.
Well, how lovely. Here's
Thank
a pop
you.
Quiz for you this morning for a Robin and Maynard prize pack. It was on this day in history, January 3rd, 1931. Melville Dewey created something. What was it? Something we're all familiar with, something every one of us has used. Tell Robin and Maynard, what was it?
Melville Dewey was responsible for what, friends?
Yes. Huh? What
bubble
did he
gum.
Bubble gum.
It's not bubble gum.
Of course not. Good morning.
Dewey Decimal System.
There you are.
Good boy.
My little library friend.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yes.
What is your name?
Mike Wheeler.
Oh, Wheeler, you haven't won enough, have you?
It's okay. This prize pack isn't going to be that grand. So
I hope it's got some very foul things in it.
You don't have to grill them.
All right, hang tight a second. Wheeler's out for another 6 months, so that's good news. Anyway, the Dewey Decimal System. Easy enough. Do you know how it works? You ever file in the library?
Constantly, Robin.
The point ones, sure. The point ones, point six.
Yeah, what is the point
totally
one?
Totally history, I believe. I mean, it's all, I never got it right, which is one of the reasons of that library cart was constantly a mess. I actually was removed from, what do they call it? You got a period off of school so you could work at the library cart. You were probably one of those guys that took around the TV sets and the film strip guys.
I was kind of a guy to work in the library, as you can tell, with this vast almanac of knowledge that I spew constantly.
It's either knowledge or something else.
Okay.
Well, I've had some invitations in my life, Maynard. I've had a couple of good ones here and there, Tower Club occasionally, over in Bellevue or downtown, but none quite as fine as this one. And you wanted to do what, Helsvig? You wanted Maynard and I...
We're buying a lunch. Meet us at the Sunset Bowling Alley at noon on Saturday.
All right, we'll be there, Bob. See you at noon.
You well?
Yeah, meet you right out in front.
Okay, he's accepted the date.
Oh, I hope he calls back constantly.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me hot.
Robin and Maynard program, and it is Wednesday morning, John. This is your time to shine right now. It says right here there's a John Maynard News with a big gold star. So let's have it, buddy, and let's have it big.
Here's the news while it's hot. Here's worldwide news from on the spot.
Meteor shower is underway right now. I mean, at this very moment.
What's the name of this one, Johnny?
It is the Quadrantids, up to 100 an hour. And now here is the Robin and Maynard meteor warning system. Are we up with that yet?
Oh, there's the warning signal. There it is.
Run, look at the meteor shower.
Yes, on the phone. Go ahead.
What direction do I look to see the meteors?
Up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, you know, you guys think, I don't know what your choice for the number one record of the year is, but I do know the single, Best New Artist.
Yeah.
What we came up with. Well, I can't do the introduction myself.
Yo, dog.
Yes, dog.
I'm down
you
with
are.
M and M Peanut.
You are?
Down to the brown. You know what I'm saying?
Of course I do. And this
May
is...
I have your attention, please?
Yeah, babe.
Y'all act like you've never seen a peanut before. Jaws all on the floor when M&M Peanut comes through the door. My thin candy shell casted a spell. Colors my mood, I'm a peanut dude. Red, I'm hot. Blue, I'm cool. You don't want to know what happens when I get down to the brown. Yellow means corny and green, I'm horny. Look, I'm grabbing my nut. Hey, M&M, are you a tough guy? I don't think so. I've passed chicka sticks tougher than you. Ooh.
forth into the pool of chocolate and into a thin candy shell. Bulletproof. For the Hip Hop Awards. Hey, Eminem. Word to the turd. You're a pixie stick in Candy Town, Whitey.
Hey, Whitey. Yay! That's some rap.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say rap?
Uh-huh.
I meant crap. That's some real crap, homie.
Right.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're buying a lunch. Meet us at the Sunset Bowling Alley at noon on Saturday.
All right, we'll be there, Bob. See you at noon.
You well?
Yeah, meet you right out in front.